Peter sat calm and waited for the custom guys to come in and interrogate him. His eyes roamed the place. It was a thoroughly uninteresting white room with a couple of chairs and a table. It was probably deliberately designed that way, so as to not distract people from their horrible fate after being caught with newly expired visas, liquor, illegal aliens, or whatever else there was to smuggle. Peter had ample time to look around, scanning for bugs. He spotted a couple of actual bugs of the biological variety, but the other kind was probably invisible. Finally, someone entered, a stern-looking official. He had a seat in front of Peter and gave him a hard look, trying to disguise his disappointment when Peter did not even flinch. "Peter Fisher," he began reading from his tablet. "No middle name. Born June 2082. Parents unaccounted for." Peter showed no reaction. "Your passport is issued 2105, this year. Do you want to tell me why you were leaving the country with so much cash?" "Is it illegal?" asked Peter. "It is suspicious, but not illegal. We will be watching you when you return." "What makes you think I'm ever coming back?" "Your bank account is here, and you can only live so long off of $2.3 million.
"I'll get a job," said Peter.
The man made a faint grin. "My files say you are a student. Care to tell us where you got that kind of money?"
"My father left it to me," said Peter.
"When did he die?"
"He hasn't. At least, not that I know of," said Peter.
The man glared at Peter. "The only reason you are not strip searched is that nobody smuggles drugs out of the country."
"Your dogs would have smelled drugs," said Peter.
"Can I go? Unless you guys have found some undocumented people in my luggage and plan to execute me right now, I'd like to get going. The plane won't wait forever."
"We'll be watching you," said the man.
He watched Peter closely as he left the room. He sensed that there was something wrong with Peter, though he couldn't put a finger on exactly what it was. Sure, he'd met some really senseless sociopaths in his day, but that guy was different. The customs reluctantly released Peter, since he had all of the papers in order and his answers could not be reasonably doubted. They would have to try out their interrogation gear on someone else. Peter took his two large bags and entered the plane. Sure, he could not live in Indonesia for long on only $2.3 million, but it would be enough for a down payment on a house or apartment. And once he had an apartment, a job, and a visa, he could get a bank account and have a few more million wired to him, no problem. Peter loved being rich, but he rather disliked how he got that way. He thought back